Many education students working toward their teacher certification in New York are putting the finishing touches on an assessment that's meant to determine if they're ready for the classroom. WNYC's Yasmin Khan reports it's just one part of a battery of new exams.
For the second year in New York, teacher candidates must submit a portfolio called a teacher performance assessment. It includes lesson plans, a video of the teacher in the classroom, and a lengthy self-analysis of teaching practice. Tara Canty is getting her master's in early childhood education from Hunter College. She spoke from the library, where she's been spending any free moments getting this document together.
It's basically a master's thesis, I would say, which we've already done. You know, it's kind of like you're producing a whole additional thesis document.
She says she finds value in doing the work, but it's easy to get caught up in what seem like overlapping or repetitive questions and specific formatting requirements that can trip up students. David Steiner is the dean of education at Hunter. He says the performance assessment is a good thing and shows how seriously New York takes the profession. But the assessment in its current form is a bit, as he puts it, ornate.
The frameworks that you have to put stuff in, the multiple hoops to sort of jump through to get it all organized, feel a bit heavy to me.
The performance assessment is one of four new and harder exams students must pass to become certified to teach in New York. They replace a set of tests that nearly everyone passed, but they're not cheap for students. The four assessments cost more than $600 combined, compared to less than $300 previously. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.